The latest scandal grabbing the Veterans Affairs Department, it's a classic. It's a tale of senior Veterans Health Administration Deputy Chief Procurement Officer committing procurement fraud, lying to investigators, retaliating against whistleblowers, and misusing agency resources to promote reverse auction vendor FedBid. This goes on and on. Somebody's been looking at it very closely, and that somebody is Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, so this is the Deputy Chief Procurement Officer. Is that
correct,
who we're talking about?
Right, at the Veterans Health Administration, VHA. Now, if you remember, Tom, this is an IG report that came out in Friday, September 26th, and we've been actually waiting for this report for a couple months now. I got wind initially of this on, of all places, LinkedIn. There was some chatter on LinkedIn, and I started to do some reach outs. And in the end, what happened was it just couldn't put things together until this IG report came out. And when they put it together, boy, this is a doozy. I mean, you don't see this in government contracting too often, but when you do, it's just a big old head scratcher because Susan Taylor, who's the Deputy Chief Procurement Officer, is allegedly did some things that you just go, what are you thinking? You know, for instance, she promoted FedBid, and you know, outside, you know, where there was a conflict of interest. She lied to investigators, the IG, who is looking into these claims of procurement fraud and abuse and waste. She also tried to promote FedBid from VA to, you know, not just at VA, but with other agencies, including the Defense Logistics Agency. So again, these are all allegations that are out there. We're not finding her guilty, but this IG report, which we have linked up on federalnewsradio.com, it is just a fascinating 82-page read. And I would tell you, you know, if you have some time and a big cup of coffee, enjoy.
Well, it looks like she promoted them and made sure that throughout the department that they got an award for running reverse auctions, and that she tried to get rid of Jan Fry, who is the Deputy Assistant Secretary in the Office of Acquisition, because he was looking into it.
Well, I think it was a combination of two things. Number one, Jan Fry stepped in and said, whoa, reverse auctions, I'm not sure this is the way we want to go. I'm not sure this is the best use of our money. You know, one of the things that the IG points out is that both FedBid and Susan Taylor said to members of the contracting community within VA that this will not cost VA anything to use the reverse auction capabilities, when in fact there's no upfront cost, but there's a huge behind the scene cost. So the IG says at that point, you know, they make the claim that Taylor and others, FedBid, lied to VA around whether there was a true cost to using FedBid services. Now, the way FedBid works is that you put a need out there. Let's say it's a pencils. We'll use a simple need, and you say, okay, well, we're going to start the bid at 10 cents a pencil, but we want it to come down, not go up. So everyone has to bid less than 10, starting no more than 10 cents a pencil. So Tom, you come in at 9 cents, I come in at 8 cents, and then it goes down, down, down. But in the end, what happens is you think, well, I'm the vendor, I pay that fee. But in the sense, VA was paying that fee every time they used it. Now, this is a fee that you know, GSA charges a fee, other agencies charge a fee for the use of their GWAC. So charging a fee is not not strange or unusual. The difference is the way it was presented to VA is this will not cost you anything. And in fact, it did cost them a lot of money. And then she tried to promote this idea of reverse auctions wider. Now, the Jan Fry issue they bring up is interesting because Jan is a up and up, you know, procurement person, well respected across the government. And he stepped in and said, well, let's put a pause on this. Let's look into this. And as soon as he did that, boy, as you'll read in the story, FedBid promised to release the hounds, to get all their friends on Capitol Hill, to really bring down the hammer. You know, these are some of the quotes that the IG found. I mean, it's just crazy that this people would think that way. And on top of that, then you bring in other people like Steve Case, you know, the founder of AOL, who called General Shinseki, according to the IG, and people like General Casey. This is the former general from the retired general who called, again, the people he knew. And then even brings in Scott Gould, the former VA deputy secretary who got involved in this, and the chief of staff. I mean, this just has tentacles that reach all the way deep into VA of people who were brought in because FedBid had so many connections.
That is interesting. And also there are other people involved. There's a gentleman named William E. Dobrzykowski, former chief financial officer at the U.S. International Trade Commission, and Miss Taylor's fiance at the time. He was in on this deal to try to get favorable treatment toward FedBid, it looks like.
Correct. And one of the things that the IG pointed out was they asked Ms. Taylor several times, what is your relationship with Mr. Dabrowski? And she said, well, I don't have one. Well, then I do have one. And then he's my fiance. Well, he's not my fiance. And there's a lot of lack of clarity that's going on. And the IG is just going, you can't promote somebody, you can't have a personal relationship and promote a business that are all interconnected. And I think that's one of the biggest things, when you see what the IG concluded, and I thought this was very fascinating because it just really sums it up really well. But the IG basically said that overall the IG says that Ms. Taylor made conscious decisions not to separate her personal from professional life starting as far back as 2007 when she worked at the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation. And she said, she made conscious decisions to misuse her position and title as a senior executive, violate her oath of office to give a legion, oath of office. And she was intimately involved in the decision to award and administer a contract to FedBid starting in August 2010 and pressured staff to give preference to, again, use this reverse auction service as a FedBid. So this is just, it's a tale of craziness in some ways.
So this is all exploding on Bob McDonald, the new VA secretary's watch, just as they're trying to get past the whole patient scheduling, patient wait time scandal, which really rocked the agency, rocked Congress, was worldwide news. So does this, and a lot of people knew this was boiling up at that point. So what does this do to the agency, do you think?
Well, I think the agency right now is stepping back to say, okay, let's look at what administrative actions we need or we may have to take against Ms. Taylor and anyone else who's involved. Now, obviously, they said they're gonna take 90 days to make that decision post, when the clock started Friday when this IG report came out. It's hard to say how much attention this will get from Congress and other people. I mean, reverse auctions, they did come up at hearings. I remember I wrote a story back in December when Janet Frye again announced that another moratorium on reverse auctions, and that got big news across the federal community. A lot of vendors were interested, but I'm not sure how much this will get picked up in the wider audience. I mean, patient scandals or and lists of that the potentially veterans got caught up in. I think that causes a much bigger scandal than what procurement, because people just sometimes don't get it. And let's be honest, Tom, the money here is not huge. It's not like millions and millions of dollars are funneled to one company or another. But at the same time, I mean, this is just, it goes back to the culture of VA that I think Bob McDonald's come in and is trying to change.
And we have just about less than a minute left. What kind of benefit, what was the motivation of Ms. Taylor to engage in all of this activity? Does the IG say that she was getting a kickback from FedBid?
She was not. In fact, she wasn't even looking for a job or anything. I think she just, it's hard for me to say exactly what she was thinking because I have not talked to her. When you read the IG made the comment.
Is she still working, by the way?
It's unclear. The IG did recommend both Ms. Taylor, FedBid, and some of the executives of FedBid for criminal prosecution. The Justice Department decided not to prosecute. So now they also have recommended both FedBid and some of the executives at FedBid to the Suspension and Debarment Committee. So they are considering some punitive actions against them. As far as Ms. Taylor, there's no report from the IG whether she was on leave, been placed on administrative leave, or she's still working. They just said in 90 days we'll make a decision about what administrative actions to take. So it's really hard to say what's going to happen to her or what happened. From a motivation standpoint, I mean, she just thought, the only thing I can guess is that she thought that this was a good service for VA.
Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. We'll have more on this later on today. Thanks so much for joining me.
My pleasure.